Welcome to In Season, where we explore the connections between people and nature through our gardens, farms, and wild spaces here in the Lower Columbia Pacific region. I'm Teresa Retzloff, and today I am so happy to be speaking with Catherine Lacaze. She works at North Coast Land Conservancy, which is an organization very dear to my heart here on the Oregon coast. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi, Teresa. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so happy to meet you, to be having this conversation with you. And tell us a little bit about North Coast Land Conservancy for people that maybe aren't familiar with the organization or, you know, haven't heard about it for a while, because we're going to talk about some cool things that are coming up, ways to engage. And, you know, just tell us what the organization is.
Sure. So North Coast Land Conservancy is what's called a public land trust. What we do is work in conservation. So that's kind of identifying areas, you know, the lands and waters on the Oregon coast that have like a high ecological value. So that might be plant or wildlife habitat, or it's around source water, drinking water sources, or has a high potential for carbon sequestration, these types of things. And we conserve it so that it is protected in perpetuity for, you know, both plants and wildlife and humans. It sort of benefits all of us and our well-being.
And I know so there's different ways that you go about doing that. Sometimes you own the land outright. Sometimes you hold what are called easements on the land.
Yeah.
So there's different ways that this land is protected for these specific values.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And what we're really focused on is what's called like community conservation. So we work with, you know, willing landowners, we work with other partners, because we realize, you know, we're not just doing this as an organization, we're doing this as part of a whole community here on the Oregon coast. So yeah, we really enjoy like that collaboration and working with others.
Yeah. And one of the things that people value so much about this region is its natural beauty. And it's wonderful to know that some of these places are protected, that they are going to stay wild spaces, you know, not just for, you know, the aesthetic values, but just the different, you know, values that they bring, the benefits that they bring to all of us, you know, clean water, clean air, abundant wildlife, all of these things that I think are part of the reasons why so many of us live here and why so many people like to come and visit here. So it's such a great thing. And, you know, full disclosure, I used to work for North Coast Land Conservancy many years ago. And so it is an organization very dear to my heart. And I so admire the work that's being done. And the work isn't just, you know, buying the land or protecting the land, it's also taking care of it. And this organization, like, you take on responsibility to care for it. And sometimes that means needing to do things like invasive plant removal or, you know, different other kinds of monitoring and maintenance. And that's some of what we're going to talk about today, right? Because you guys have got a cool agenda of events coming up in the following months, you know, throughout the summer of 2023 that are going to be really great ways to engage. Can you tell us about a little bit about
absolutely.
And I think starting up, it's one that's not a, you don't have to work for it. It's just a social, it's a wonderful event coming up and a great way to connect with this organization. So tell us a little bit about the family day at Circle Creek.
Sure. So as part of our, what we call our Together in Nature series, which is sort of like our public outreach and stewardship, you know, ways to try to get our community involved. And these go from like March until this year, we're going all the way to December and try to do one or two per month. So yeah, the one that's coming up, I'm very excited about as well. It's our Family Fun Day at Circle Creek Conservation Center, which is one of sort of our like keystone lands, habitat reserves. It's just a little bit south of Seaside, or in Seaside, on Ribbit Road.
Technically,
it's a beautiful place. Yeah, and it's one that is it has walking trails. It's very like accessible to the public. We hold a lot of our events, so we are going to do a family fun day coming up here in June on the 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. out on that property. And it's going to be a really fun day. I'm going to be face painting, which I wanted to do. You know, like little beavers and sea stars and some trillium. And then we'll also be making seed balls with our stewardship team, which are really a great thing that kids can do. You know, get your hands messy and then doing a little critter crawl on some of those paths to go maybe look for salamanders or some other cool little creatures out there. An art project. And we're providing light snacks and drinks, but we also just encourage families to, they can bring a picnic, they can go out on the property and
And this is such a beautiful property. If you have not visited Circle Creek Conservation Center, it really is special. And like you said, there's these beautiful trails all over it. I mean, it's 360 some acres. It's a
Yeah,
lot
that's
of land.
correct
I mean,
about.
not all of it is available to be walked on because some of it's a swamp, and if you wander into it, you're up to like chest deep water. But it's beautiful. And there's a lovely old barn there that, I know you host a lot of events in there. And if you can, this is such a great opportunity, especially when you have people from North Coast Land Conservancy there to ask questions, to talk about the land, to talk about some of the transformations that are happening, because it's amazing to watch that property evolve. It's been really fun, for me that, over like the 20 years that I've lived here now on the Oregon coast, my husband and I used to do habitat restoration work when we first moved here back in 2003, 2004, and we planted some of the first, we did participate in some of the first plantings there at Circle Creek. So it's wild to go back there and see some of those trees that are huge now. And
It is very cool, yeah, to see how that has developed and naturally, or like, yeah, with the plantings or
Absolutely.
whatnot.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah, so that's going to be on June 17th. And then you've got a bunch of other things coming up. So talk a little about some of the other events, so different ways that people could engage.
So for Together in Nature, we also have usually like a monthly stewardship event. So that's, with our stewardship team in May, we call that Broom Buster Month. So we
Ooh.
were focusing a lot on Scotch broom. But coming up, we have, in June, we're going to be doing what I called not on our watch, but we're going to be pulling knotweed, which is an invasive plant, and invasive blackberry out of the Nacanicum Forest, which is another lovely
Oh, it's
place here in
beautiful,
Clatsop
yeah.
County. And then our fun pool pile and stomp, there's an invasive plant that's known as Policeman's Helmet.
Oh, that
So the
plant.
way that you, yeah, it comes out real easily, but the fun part is then like you stomp it so that, and that just helps it so that it's not spreading.
And that's in July,
That
yeah.
one is, yeah, in, that's our July event.
Yeah, I
And then
have
we
to
have
say,
like,
it is so
oh
good.
yeah, go
Policeman
ahead.
helmet, such a beautiful and yet terrible invasive plant along the waterways. But this method of just like pulling it out and then stomping on it, I have to say, like, it's really great therapy. You
It
know,
is, it's cathartic.
if you're like stressed about something, if you're feeling frustrated, maybe you're mad at someone, just come and like pull a bunch of the stuff and hop up and down on it. And by the end of it, you're gonna be tired. You'll see, like, you really see the difference that you've made and have really gotten a lot out of your system. So it's a great, all of these like invasive plant removal days are such great like therapeutic things, because you also really see the impact after, at the end of the day, you're working with a fun group of people. And then you really see the difference you've made. It's so cool.
And we hear that for a lot from people. You know what it is? It's about nurturing the land, it's caring for it, but it's also the community, which is why we, it's being together in nature, which is what why we called our series that. But people talk about that, just being with other humans, out on the land or by the water and taking care of our place together. It's just such a special opportunity, and it really, I mean, we rely on volunteers, and so that volunteerism is crucial to our work, but hopefully people also find that rewarding and just that community rewarding as well.
It really can be. And I know North Coast Land Conservancy has some longtime volunteers and just wonderful people to connect to. And I've always found them to be so friendly, so welcoming. You know, if you don't know anybody and you're a little nervous about showing up, like, I don't know anybody, is it going to be weird? People are welcoming, friendly. They answer questions. No one's going to laugh at you for not knowing anything. It's just a joyful, let's do this. And there is something fun about working hard together with other people, and you get to be out on these beautiful properties.
Yeah, some of these properties are not necessarily, like open to the public, or they're not very accessible, So this is a way also for people maybe to go out to some spots that they haven't been, or just to see a different side, of some of the land that we have here in Clatsop County.
I think about the one that you have in August, the Swampathon. That's another one that's like you. This is property that you would not really be able to experience, because you're experiencing it in a boat, right? You
Yes,
get
blind
out in
slew.
canoes.
Yes, but that one is so fun.
And this is
Yeah.
pulling Purple Loosestrife, a lot of it, isn't it? Yeah, or
Yes, yeah.
yeah, which is b another beautiful and yet terrible plant. But the cool thing is you're doing it in a canoe. It's really neat. Try not to fall in, but also it's just beautiful to see the land from the water. You know, a lot of people don't necessarily get that opportunity. And you know, and the canoes are provided, you know, and there's people there to help you be safe. That it is such a cool property.
And in the past, this has been an overnight event. As you can kind of see on our website, we're still like planning, our stewardship team is still kind of planning that. And, with COVID and whatnot, that event kind of changed a lot, but we're hoping to get back to kind of what it was. And
You know, I mean, that's been such a huge evolution. In some ways, it's great that, you know, stewardship was able to take place outside. But still, you know, I think people are still figuring out how to engage and interact after COVID.
Yeah, I
And
think so.
this is a great way to kind of reintroduce yourself, maybe make some new friends and connect with these beautiful lands that North Coast Land Conservancy has been conserving along the coast for, gosh, is it, you know, 30 years or more now.
Yeah, since the 80s, 86.
It
So,
is a
yeah.
lot, and it's a lot of land. It's thousands of acres now. And
Yeah.
just some of the most beautiful parts of the Oregon coast. If you are just joining us, today I'm speaking with Catherine Lacaze here on In Season, and she works for North Coast Land Conservancy, which is a land trust organization. They're based in Seaside, but they work all up and down the Oregon coast. And we're talking about some of the great ways to get involved with them this summer in their program. It's Together in Nature. Right, together
Yeah,
in
that's
nature.
correct.
I
Yeah.
know. Are you going to be doing any other outreach events, do you think? I mean, I know in the past there's been walks or tours or things like that.
We're still in the process of planning falls. We just added a Hypertufa pot workshop.
Ooh, really?
So that one is happening in July. And then since we've adopted the Cape Falcon Marine Reserve program, we've also been focusing on that connection between land and sea. So we had a seabird walk out there with someone from Portland Audubon in May, but we might plan something again for the fall. We're trying not to add more impact to Oswald West State Park in the
Yeah,
summer.
that's
So we
hard.
were like, well, yeah, try to plan those more for the shoulder season so that we're not adding to that human impact. But
That is a really cool thing too, because North Coast Land Conservancy, you kind of took on responsibility for the Marine Reserve, right? And
yes.
this is just off Oswald West State Park. If people aren't familiar with it, it's Cape Falcon Marine
Yeah, Cape
Reserve.
Falcon Marine Reserve.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, if you're not aware of this, it is the coolest thing because so this large area of the ocean off that point is protected, you know, and conserved, and then you come up into Oswald West State Park and then you keep going up and then it's the Rainforest Reserve, right? It's North Coast Land
Yeah.
Conservancy's like 1,000-acre habitat reserve that was just recently protected in recent years, and so that whole watershed is now, you know, under protection forever, and that is
Yeah.
amazing to think about.
It is very cool. And that's part of our mission, is this like lawn landscape, because there's not any borders in nature,
Yeah.
really. It plants and wildlife, they traverse it and they migrate, especially here on the coast. We've been a land conservancy and focused, sort of on the land. But really, I mean, what happens in the ocean affects the land. What happens on land affects the ocean. And we see that, we witness that every day here on the coast. So getting to kind of expand and think about that relationship more, especially through Cape Falcon Marine Reserve, is just very cool and has been wonderful for us this like past year. And so.
Yeah, I always love the idea of wildlife corridors that NCLC would talk about, and the idea that, you know, even if, you know, the organization might, you know, have some protected lands along a corridor. And, you know, a classic one is the Niakoksi Wildlife Corridor, sort of going all along the Clatsop Plains there. And there's, you know, different properties that NCLC either owns or protects. But in and around that are tons of houses and people live there. And it was trying to convey the idea that, you know, like the migrating birds don't know whether they're on NCLC land or they're in your garden. So try and think about your garden is habitat. Your property is habitat to animals, to wildlife, to insects as
well. That's amazing.
And we all are stewards of that ecosystem. And so it isn't just that the wildlife stops at, you know, the state park or the conserved land. They're everywhere.
Right.
And we need to be welcoming and helpful. And, you know, that's part of why the work of removing these invasive plants is so crucial, because it allows our, you know, native indigenous plants to thrive. And those
Absolutely.
Are the ones that, you know, our native birds and bees have evolved to make use of better. So, yeah, it's a really cool opportunity. And, you know, if you're thinking at all about it, so how, if people do want to participate in these stewardship days, or they want to find out more about how to get involved, maybe to volunteer in other ways, what's the best way to reach the Land Trust or find out about these events?
Probably our website. You know, we keep it pretty up to date with new events as they're coming up. And so that is just nclctrust.org. And then from there, you can check out our events. You can learn more about us. You can see a map of conserved properties. So if you're curious, you know, where we're working, which is pretty much between Columbia River and the Siletz Bay, you can check out all of that things. If you want to volunteer, there's like a volunteer inquiry form. And then for these events, our Together in Nature events, we always ask people to register if they can. It's super simple. They're all free. But just so we can kind of get a head count and know what to plan for. Some of them have limits, like Swampathon, where we're, you know, figuring out canoes and whatnot. We kind of need to know
who's coming.
There are
only so many seats and boats.
Yeah, so things like that. We always kind of like people to sign up, so they can do that via our website. But we also, you know, like love talking to people. They can call our office. We have an office manager now, which is great. So there's kind of someone here frequently answering that office phones. And, you know, all the staff is very reachable via email. And
yeah. And I mean, honestly, your website really is so informative. And for people who, again, if you're not familiar with North Coast Land Conservancy and the work they do, their website really is a great place to start. And the map is so informative of all the properties that they conserve. There's, you know, there's pictures, there's information about it. It's going to let you know, is this a property that, you know, you can visit easily? Is it restricted? You know, and sometimes it's not that they're being mean and they just don't want you to interact with it, but sometimes these are really either dangerous for people to walk around on because it literally is a swamp, or it's very sensitive habitat that, you know, people or and their pets or bikes or whatever, you know, interacting with that land could do a lot of damage to the very thing that the whole point of conserving this land is trying to protect, which is these sometimes very fragile ecosystems that we want to continue to have thrive.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. 'Cause it can be hard sometimes, you know, like you conserve this property and like why can we not go on it? But there is some very sensitive habitat.
Yeah. And I mean, that I remember getting that question a lot when I used to work there, and you know, people would be like, well, why can't I go? You know, and it's like, well, because, you know, and sometimes it's the access is really hard. Sometimes the access is through someone's private property. You know, sometimes they're, you know, kind of landlocked in the sense of like you can't easily get to this piece of land. And so it isn't that you know, they're not being welcoming. It's that, you know, they just are trying to protect the habitat and, you know, make sure that everything is okay on that land. So remind people again about the events coming up, this family day at Circle Creek, because I really want people, if you can, to go to this. It's going to be in Seaside. It's on June 17th, which is a Saturday.
And that's right, Saturday, right after school gets out, which so we thought we'd kind of kick off summer, you know, for all of our families here on the Oregon coast. Everyone is welcome to come. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. out at Circle Creek Conservation Center, which again is one of those places that, you know, is almost always accessible to the public. Sometimes the males, we don't recommend it during like the winter when the trails are really muddy and whatnot, but otherwise people can go out there and walk along our legacy loop. But that day, staff will actually be out there and leading a little fun stewardship seed ball making project with the kids, doing a nature art project, doing face painting, kind of just celebrating summer with our community in a beautiful spot on the Oregon coast.
And if people want to have more information about that, again, contacting the website and finding out more about that. Now that's not something you have to register for, is it? Or are
We
you
ask people
asking people
to
to? Yeah.
again,
Well, because I mean,
but
especially if you're doing snacks and drinks, it's nice to know who's. It's like having a party, and you want to know who's coming. So be polite, maybe RSVP if you think you're going to go. But yeah, I really encourage you to go and check out that spot. It is such a beautiful property and such a great way to engage with like a number of different habitats, and very diverse. And there's just so much wildlife that's making use of that property now. It really is thriving, and it is such a great way to engage with nature, which, as we all know, is good for us. So.
And it is cool because it is right. It's adjacent then to our Boneyard Ridge property, which is more if you want to like hike up into that, which is near like
And
Tillicahead
can you
area.
do that now? Hike up into
You
Boneyard Ridge?
can, yeah. You go through other like a property owned by a logging company. So I think you just have to like get a day permit or whatnot, which is a really easy online process, just filling it out. But then crossing through that, yeah, and then hiking up there is really beautiful as well. So,
And this
but that
is,
is.
yeah, that is an amazing property. I mean, this is basically the top of Tillamook Head. So it is just incredible that, where Circle Creek Conservation Center is, it's kind of like in that river delta plateau right at the base of Tillamook Head as you're heading out of Seaside. And then, several years ago, NCLC was able to purchase, essentially it's kind of like a big chunk of the top of Tillamook Head. It's so cool to think about, between that and then some other protections, a lot of Tillamook Head is, under some kind of conservation protection, which is, I mean, it's such an iconic, landmark on the Oregon coast.
Yeah, it would be cool to see eventually all of Tillamook Head
Yeah. So,
protected, maybe.
it is such a beautiful spot. And, again, like it links, it's that weird link between, it's like Seaside and Cannon Beach, but just the way that it interacts, and you're way, way up high on the ridge. I've been up on that ridge top, and it's very different up there from down in the river delta. And there's so much diversity in the ecosystems out here. It's really fun to explore. And
It is.
so if you maybe you don't want to do that Boneyard Ridge hike on the Saturday, but if you come out to Circle Creek Conservation Center on the family day, you can ask staff about it, and maybe you're curious about that. I mean, this would be a great opportunity to find out more about ways to interact with the work that North Coast Land Conservancy does, because it is, they're helping to conserve this beautiful coast that we all love. I mean, I love living here. I can't believe I get to live in such a beautiful place.
Yeah,
And
I feel the same way.
it's really special, and I know so many people feel that way. And I feel really, it's really heartwarming to know that so many of those iconic places that I value are under some kind of, protection or, thoughtful stewardship, so that they can continue to be those wonderful places of nature. Whether or not I get to go to them, I don't need to go to all of them, that's fine. But I just love knowing that, the birds are nesting there, and, wildlife's migrating through. It's a really fun, it's just very satisfying to know.
Absolutely. It's just yeah, there we I think we, so many people know that too, know how special this place is for whatever your reason is. And that's kind of our mission as an organization too. We welcome all people because we can all find common ground in the ground itself. And we all might love the Oregon coast for different reasons or love this place for different reasons. But I think we all can unite over that and unite over our love of the land.
Absolutely. I mean, it is such a strong connection. And yeah, I feel so grateful that I got connected to North Coast Land Conservancy so early on in the time that I lived here on the Oregon coast because it really exposed me to just the wonder and the majesty of the nature, you know, that is out here, seeing some, you know, like the huge trees and just the amazing diversity of birds and insects and amphibians. And, you know, I saw my first salmon coming up a creek and just blew my mind with so much that's happening out here. And you know, it's kind of quiet. You know, NCLC is subtle. You're kind of doing stuff in the background, not always making a big splash about it. But I think people would be surprised to know how often, like, as you're driving down 101, you are driving past a lot of lands that North Coast Land Conservancy has under, you know, protection and stewardship. And it's wonderful to know that. It's really wonderful to know that. I'm so grateful for the work that you guys do.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, there are so many cool ecosystems here on the North Coast. I mean, with the convergence of the Columbia River and the Pacific Ocean, I mean, it's just an incredible place to the different systems that are at play. And
Well, and thinking too about, you know, all of the challenges that our ecosystems are facing through climate change, you know, knowing that some of these lands are not being stressed as much by human interaction, but being allowed to kind of exist and respond and hopefully recover and thrive, that's also incredibly important
Yeah,
too.
climate resiliency is a very big thing for us. And yeah, just knowing, you know, what the future holds, or just preparing so that we can, like you said, adapt or respond to
And
what happens.
I just really I so encourage people, if you're looking for, you know, a way to get engaged, a way to volunteer, a way to meet, you know, fun new people in your life, volunteering with North Coast Land Conservancy is a really great way to do that. Their stewardship days are fun. Their stewardship team is super fun. I know a bunch of the folks on their staff and other volunteers, and they are some of the nicest people. And you know, and you'll get a good workout, absolutely. You get to be outside. It's good for your brain, it's good for your body, and it's really satisfying to know that you're doing so much good for the Oregon coast ecosystem. It's a really wonderful thing. So again, check out their website. It's nclctrust.org.
Yes, that's
And
correct.
yeah, and or you can call the office, or you know, and ask questions, and lots of really cool opportunities coming up. I'm really stoked to see that not on our watch, knotweed invasive plant removal coming up. I hate that plant. I hate that plant. I shouldn't hate any plant. I shouldn't say that. I dislike that plant. I do not have an affinity with that plant.
That's
I
fair.
try not to hate any plant, but there are some that, yeah, that one, Scotch broom, not my favorite
Oh,
either.
yeah.
Oh gosh, ivy, oof. There are
Yeah, people start to
so
develop
many.
like their plant that they like removing, and then the one that they're like, I don't, well, this is not my favorite to deal with, but
And
it's fun.
I know there's many, many plants that have come from somewhere else that have naturalized in this area, but that do not behave in such a thuggish, obnoxious, bullying way. But for those that do not behave themselves, it's great to get out there and remove them. So, you know, volunteer,
Exactly.
yeah, just join in and help that and make a dent in the invasive plant species, engage with other cool people that are helping out too. And Catherine, thank you for making the time to
Yeah.
talk with us today, to tell us about what North Coast Land Conservancy is getting up to these days, and helping us connect. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for your time. And we'd love to see anyone. We'd love to get together in nature with you all. And we're very passionate about what we do. And so we'd love to answer questions or just talk.
Cool. I know. Thank you so much. And thanks to everyone who joined us today for In Season. I really encourage you to check out North Coast Land Conservancy and all the cool things they've got going on this summer. It's going to be a really good summer, it looks like. So, thanks a lot. Thanks, Catherine.